Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. If this is your first time here, I'm here most weekdays running down our day's top stories. There are plenty of ways to tune in. On our site, mailtribune.com, or on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Here are the top stories for Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. First up, Jackson County Fire District 3 is urging residents to check their smoke alarms to see whether the make and model are part of a nationwide recall on the products. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has announced a recall on two Kid Brand dual sensor, photoelectric and ionization, smoke alarms, the PI2010 and PI9010 models. According to the federal agency's website, a yellow cap left on during the manufacturing process can cover one of the two smoke sensors, compromising the alarm's ability to detect smoke and alert residents to a fire. The recall was announced late last week, and it affects nearly 500,000 units, with 452,000 in the U.S. and 40,000 in Canada. Fire District 3 is asking people to check for the yellow caps. They can be seen inside the smoke alarm. If such a cap is located, consumers are encouraged to call KID immediately and discard the device once a replacement arrives. KID can be reached between 5:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 6 a.m. to noon Saturday and Sunday at 1-833-551-7739. Consumers with the model also can visit KID.com and click on Product Safety Recall for more information. And next up, John Watts' one-of-a-kind Beatles memorabilia guitar is back on its stand in his downtown Medford office after a four-month absence. The custom handcrafted guitar, featuring images and text related to the Beatles' platinum 1967 album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, was stolen from the second-floor office of JWA Public Affairs on Veterans Day. A surveillance camera caught images of the bike-riding thief rolling down a Main Street sidewalk with a guitar draped over his back at 9:47 a.m., November 11, 2017. But neither the perpetrator nor the guitar were seen again, until Friday night, when a patrol officer spotted the guitar in an alley off Oakdale Avenue. A call to headquarters confirmed the guitar was stolen property. Detective Tony Young called Watt Monday morning to inform him of the good news about the guitar. And last up, a homeless Oregon City man who allegedly claimed to be HIV positive and used a blood-filled syringe while stealing less than $20 of food from a Medford grocery store escaped further jail time Monday. Daniel Scott Hammers, 33, was sentenced Monday in Jackson County Circuit Court on 2 years probation for his guilty plea to a single charge of third-degree robbery. As part of a plea bargain, charges of third-degree theft, harassment, menacing, and unlawful use of a weapon, which was identified in court papers as the blood-filled syringe, were dropped. However, he could face jail time in the future if his probation is revoked. Hammers had been banned from the Winco food store on East Barnett Road when he entered it November 21, 2017, stole $18.77 worth of food, and was confronted and handcuffed by two store employees, court records state. As they were bringing him back into the store, Hammers began screaming that he had HIV, spit in one employee's face, and threatened to stick them with the blood-filled syringe, records show. He also told a Medford police officer that he had HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, and was attempting to infect people, a police affidavit stated. Hammers, who appeared in court via video from the Jackson County Jail, told Circuit Court Judge Lorenzo Mejia that he was homeless and a plumber by profession, but that he has not worked in a year and a half. "I am truly sorry and trying to do the right thing now," Hammers said. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. And if you want to stay connected to us throughout the day, be sure to follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good one.